Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Amazing podcast. It is time for another inspirational conversation with an incredible woman. And this one is really cool because it actually came from a visit I had in Tennessee a couple months ago. So I can't wait to share who my guest is and what we get into as far as our conversation and sharing her story. But before we do that, I want to share about my partner, which is SweatNet. And SweatNet is the one that hosts this podcast, and they have been such a huge supporter of Be Amazing Weekend, and again, especially this podcast. And they're offering a special deal right now, and I want to make sure if you're in Charlotte that you don't miss out on it. You can get a photo shoot, a one-hour photo shoot with several outfit changes for $99 if you mention the Be Amazing podcast or Be Amazing community. So mention one of those two and you will get that deal. Y'all, that's incredible. So if you're looking for new headshots, you're looking for photos for whether it's social media or maybe you're starting a business, this is a great opportunity. You don't want to miss it. I've shot with them several times. You can see their photos. I always tag them on the photos that they've taken of me over the years, and they're just incredible. So $99, you don't want to miss it. The best way to contact them is to either go to SweatNet Charlotte Instagram, or you can go to my Instagram and message me, and I'll make sure that you get the link. But do that. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Again, $99 for the Be Amazing podcast, Be Amazing community. Great opportunity to get some incredible photos. Okay, so let's talk about my guest this week. Her name is Lindsay Hayden. She is a wife, a mom, a college professor for UTC Exercise Science Department, and a regional studio director for Echelon Fit. Her love for fitness is also her hobby. She shares about her passion for fitness by teaching and coaching others to lead. Lindsay knows the challenges in life when balancing family, work, and staying in shape. She believes that when it comes to working out, something is everything. Lindsay encourages us to give ourselves grace, and that 10 to 15 minute workout does count. Get ready to be inspired and encouraged by this incredible conversation with Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. I'm so glad to have you on the Be Amazing podcast. We met a couple weeks ago at Echelon, and I just had to take time out to talk about you, and I'm just glad you're here.
Oh, I'm so, so excited to chat with you again. Meeting you in person and getting to experience that was amazing. And I'm excited to dig in a little more and chat with you even more about what I do and some of my experiences throughout my career.
Yeah, I feel like we have a lot in common just because of our love for fitness. And I think that was just kind of like a natural, immediate connection. And then we're both blonde, so I can throw that out there. I think there was even a picture I saw of us, and I was like, wow, we look alike. But aside from that, I really want to dive into more about who you are. And so with that said, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Great, great. I have to mention, it was really funny that someone thought you were me in the corporate Echelon building. So I was very flattered by that, of course. So, but yes, we hit it off, and just to kind of tell everybody a little bit about myself. Again, I'm Lindsay Hayden. I am the regional studio manager for Echelon Fit. Amazing journey so far. I do that. I am also a college professor for the local UTC Exercise Science Department. That's a huge, huge part of what I do, and I have been involved with that for over 12 years. And of course, to go along with what I do day in and day out, my hobbies are love running. I got into some triathlons a few years ago, currently training for one. And that's kind of my fun fact is currently in my peak training for the 70.3 Ironman here in Chattanooga. So yeah, everything I do day to day is fitness based, and personal life, work life, and I just truly enjoy it. When I'm not doing fitness or living fitness, I'm with my husband, Lee, of over 10 years, and my two boys that are 9 and 7, Elwood and Wyatt. So I stay busy, I guess you can say, day to day.
Yeah, I feel like you juggle a lot. I mean, and I, because I know just from a training perspective for what you're training for, like that's like a whole job in itself, not to mention all the people that you manage and you manage your family. Like it's just, you've got a lot going on, a lot of balls in the air, I should say.
I love it though. I love, you know, being a part of the Echelon family, getting to talk to the instructors every day. My job is not remote, so I'm still one that has always been face-to-face. At the same time, just getting to see college students that are really looking to go into the exercise science field, just as I was as an undergraduate student. It's just amazing to be able to just see so many people every day and to still have that face-to-face contact that I know a lot of people don't have right now. So it's amazing every day. If I'm having a bad day, just, you know, seeing a student that says I've helped them, talking to the instructors and all of their energy they bring, it's great. I don't know if I could ever do the in my house 5 days a week. So that's where I'm at.
I think that's awesome. And I think what's so cool about what you do is that you don't just teach fitness, you live it. Like that's your day-to-day life. So when you are teaching and working with your students, like you're very much in the trenches of what they're looking to hope to do at some point. My next question for you is, have you always been active or was this something you discovered? Like, you know, did you discover it's early childhood or was it later on when you were in middle school, high school?
Mine's a little bit of a different story. Most people would say, I bet you've played sports and athlete, and mine's just a little different. I did play softball growing up, but I kind of got away from it in middle school, high school, was not an athlete. It was in college, actually, that I came in. I was debating doing either physical therapy, something like that, working with people. I always knew I wanted to work with people, but I found myself going to the local gym. We didn't have a rec center at the time. And group fitness, just, I loved it. I got into it. I was going to classes every day. I would get friends to go, then they would join. And that's when I started becoming active when I was about 20 years old. So working with college students every day, that's what I want them to see is that, you know, you don't have to be an athlete. This is where you can start because in college, that's where you're going to set, what do I want? What is the priority in my life? Of course, I want a great job, but I also want fitness and health to be a priority. So that is really what I try to really embed in my students is you're going to get that job, but your health and your fitness still has to be a priority. So I was working out. I quickly changed my major to, had no idea it was even an option, to exercise science. And now the exercise science field everywhere in the country has just exploded. These are, you know, an option where you may not know exactly what you want to do, but you might want to do physical therapy. You might want to do athletic training, corporate wellness, personal training, you know, and that's when I got active. And from there, it just kind of went on and on. I've done a little bit of everything from there. I don't know. I could go on forever with all of my different experiences. But that's when I got active, when I was about 20 years old in college.
Okay. So what was your first group fitness class?
Oh man, I don't want to say how old I am, but I did do like a step aerobics.
Thank you very much, because that was mine. My first introduction was step class, and I have such a love for that. So yes, that does tell our age.
Yes. And I love choreographed. So speaking of that, I was doing that class. I have to say, it wasn't your just step. We were jumping, high intensity interval training. We were jumping off that step, jumping on. So it wasn't just your knees over here. It was using a step to create that high intensity interval training. My instructor, my favorite instructor, she decided to go and get pregnant. And she said, Lindsay, you've been coming to my class for a year now. Do well. Will you take over for me when I go out on maternity leave? that was my first gig. Teaching, HIIT training is a little bit easier to kind of be flexible. And then group fitness has always been a huge part of my life. Then got certified to teach cycling and kind of went from there. I love group fitness, went into personal training. And that was my first. So I like to say the step, but also a new age step is what I like to say, with some jumping and HIIT training.
Oh yeah. I'm the same way. Like, I fell in love with it. I was 19. I can remember the day I walked in the class and the day when class was over, and I was like, this is it. Like, I have just found my jam. Like, this is where I belong. So, and it's fun, like, you know, fast forward 20 years later, and it's like fitness that wasn't as cool back then, because let's be real, women were not into working out. Like, if you were working out or you did something, it was looked at as like, oh, that's okay, you know. And now it's like amazing to see that fitness is part of everybody, like for the majority, is part of everybody's life in some way. And it's really cool. But it's really fun when you connect with people that it started way back before it was cool. So when did you make the decision? Because you're in fitness, you're training and you went to school and all that, but when did you transition to where you wanted to take it a step further and actually become a professor and teach exercise science?
Yes. So I graduated like a lot of college students did, and had no idea what I wanted to do. So graduated with my undergrad in exercise science. First thing I'm going to go to, I'm going to start personal training, got my certification. And then from there, I just kind of kept dabbling. I always tell people, when it comes to fitness, and if you want to be, you know, be a leader in fitness, you need to figure out what kind of population do you thrive in. Some people thrive in working with older adults. I tried out some cardiac rehab. It definitely was an amazing experience to work with people that had a cardiac event, and I was helping them literally save their lives, get their heart healthy again. But it just wasn't exactly, I didn't have the passion I thought I would for it. I decided that I wanted to be more on the preventative side. I want to be out there getting people where they need to be before a life event happens. So quickly kind of changed gears, decided to go the personal training route, and of course teaching group fitness along the way, from cycle to kickboxing to even body pump and things like that. So definitely always having the group fitness, but I loved personal training. And I was in the fitness industry, really focused on selling personal training. And I decided, in this field, I'm really loving this, but to do what I want to do, I've got to go back and get my master's. Like many fields these days, you see them growing to where if you want to stand out and you want to be looked at as a true fitness professional, especially as a woman, you've got to have those degrees and those certifications. So it just so happened I went back to UTC to get my master's, and quickly was applied to begin the fitness program at our new Aquatic and Recreation Center, the center that we had wanted for this college campus for 10, 15 years, was able to get my master's in clinical exercise physiology at the same time building the fitness program for the college campus of about 12,000 students. So I would say at that time I was thriving. I was learning more. I was building a program and basically taking what I was learning and putting it into exactly what I was doing for my career. So, that's when I decided I'm going to take it to the next level. And I was at UTC full-time at teaching as a professor. After I got my master's, I did begin teaching. You've got to have your master's to teach an undergrad class. So when I got my master's, the department asked me, hey, you need to get in here. You have that teaching background as a group fitness instructor. just put it up in front of the classroom. And I said, okay, let's do this. So I was with UTC for 10 years, began then adding on and became a professor. And it was amazing, amazing experience. I would definitely say those were my thriving years as I was learning so much more every day and being able to put it into play.
Yeah, I love just your path and like how it kind of, to me, it seems like it was very organic how everything came together. I do want to touch on one thing. You said, you know, being a female and having credentials and having to stand strong in that, the fitness industry, and I'm on the equipment side. So it's very much, it's still good old boys club, if you want to put it that way. There's a lot of that and there's nothing wrong with that. And women are really starting to, make their place and find their fit within the fields. I know that's been very much so for myself, but just wanted to kind of touch on that with you. Like, what were some of the challenges, you know, that you faced as you kind of were navigating your career and making decisions on what you wanted to do?
Yes. It's something that at the time, I didn't think too much about it. You know, I was mid-20s. I was used to being in a gym atmosphere. So it wasn't like I was just kind of changing, you know, going into a new atmosphere and saying, oh, wow, this is mostly, you know, males here. So I was definitely used to that. Now that I look back, I know exactly what helped and guided me through the way. My first job out of college, where I became an assistant fitness manager it's a gym, that is international. You know, I had a mentor that was a female. She hired me and she was the fitness manager. And now looking back, she was who I went to. She was just such a great mentor and someone that I could say, this doesn't seem right. You know, I saw this happen or this was said, and I don't just mean toward me. I mean, toward any of the females working, you know, in the gym atmosphere, that is important. Number one, having someone that you can talk to about that, having a mentor that will listen, and also just speaking up. You have to speak up if you see something. To sit here and say that nothing has happened, that people think happens in that atmosphere, I would be lying if I said I had not experienced that. I've experienced it firsthand, and I've experienced secondhand to where I was the one that spoke up about it. So I say the best thing is, speak up, have someone that you can talk to, that will listen, and just be very aware that situations like that happen, not just in the fitness industry, they happen everywhere now. So again, just having really good support system and being confident enough to speak up and know that your job is not going to be affected by if you saw something or heard something.
Yeah, I love that. Well, and I think too now, like even with women, we found, you know, you find your fit and being able to hold your own. I think there's a level of having to prove yourself. I think that you have, like, I know I had that feeling, like, I've always been around the boys, and like I have my husband and my son, and then, you know, and then every time I've been in the gym, I always got along with all the guys. Like, I've always had that. But when it came into the work experience, there was definitely a different feel. And being in sales and in the position that I'm in, definitely it's taken me a while to prove myself, and to kind of hold my own. Because, you know, I don't think a lot of people expected a lot off the bat. So I always like to touch on that and say that our field now, like women are coming in to the fitness field, and not just as group X instructors or personal trainers, but like way far beyond the fact that you're a professor. That speaks volumes, and that you're helping students grow and navigate their futures. So thank you for what you're doing and kind of how you're taking a lead. I really feel like you're in a leadership position, which rolls right into Echelon, because tell us how you got that. And for those of you that are listening right now, Echelon is, they have virtual training classes for their bikes, rowers, treadmill. What am I missing? entrepreneur, treadmill, bike, mirror. So tell us a little bit about that, because you're managing on site and then you're managing all these virtual classes.
Yes. So again, kind of leading right into that. So I was managing the recreation center, obtaining my master's. I said, that was kind of my 10-year track there. Still kind of seems weird that that was 10 years, but again, it was, like I said, everyday learning. Well, I had been there 10 years, I guess that's where I start. And I'm one of those people that I always want to be learning. Like I said, I was thriving when I was getting my master's and getting to put it into play. And, I love the university. I love, the rec center was thriving. I felt really good. I had built the fitness program and then hired people that were running it. So I was a little, while it was just a great feeling of, this is so great to see this rec center so successful, I found myself just wanting to take a next step, wanting to learn more, dabble in something else that I had not done. And I actually was contacted, I didn't do the contacting, but I was contacted by our CEO, Lou, and he said, I heard that you are someone who knows the fitness field and knows what they're doing and knows how to run facilities. And from there, we chatted. I learned about Echelon. It was a new way of thinking for me. I thought, what? What do you mean at home? Working out at home? No, I work out in groups. I work out, I see people at the gym. So it took me a little bit. I joined Echelon in, November 2019. Well, I didn't have a lot of time to adjust until the pandemic hit 4 months later. At that time, I was still trying to adjust my head to, people work out at home. They're on their own bike. This is, I also oversee the studios. So people were coming in. So I was still getting that. People come in the studios during our live classes, which just creates amazing energy in our studios in Chattanooga and Miami. And so I was still getting that, but still getting a grip on the whole at-home virtual training. Well, I didn't have a choice. The pandemic hit and our business skyrocketed. People didn't have a choice. They had to work out at home if they were going to stay active. Gyms closed, very rough time. I would be lying if I said it wasn't. But again, readjusting my brain, and it had to adjust a lot quicker than I thought it would. But from there, I really think that's when fitness just really changed forever. We went from, you got to get in your car, go to that gym. I always say the three big aspects, or I guess obstacles when it comes to beginning a fitness program is number one, time. Number two, intimidation. And number three, like the knowledge. People don't have time. They're intimidated, don't want people looking at them, and they also have no idea what to do when they walk in that gym. Well, connected fitness, virtual fitness that Echelon is offering really takes all three of those out of the picture, and you can't really use those as obstacles anymore. You can roll out of bed, no one's looking at you, there is a leaderboard, but no one knows who you are. You can swipe away the leaderboard if you don't want that type of intimidation. You're rolling out of bed. You're not having to drive to the gym. You can hop on that bike or treadmill or rower or our reflect mirror and get your workout in. And they even lead you, through everything. So that even takes out the knowledge part of it. So I really feel that that's when fitness truly changed, and now you don't have to do an hour. You can do 10 minutes, you can do 20, whatever you can do counts. And so fitness has really, really changed. And I'm just so excited to see that a lot of the obstacles of getting people to begin a fitness program are really starting to diminish really in the field.
Yeah. And I too, the whole piece of like the education piece where people may have been intimidated to walk in a gym. To me, it's so cool now because when you walk in a gym and people have their phones, they're watching something, like they're figuring it out. So it's been really cool to kind of see things evolve. And I got to come to Echelon. I've been twice now. And this last time I got to take a treadmill class live on the Stride, which was freaking amazing. Loved it. Still talking about it now. Just because I think it's so cool that like, I didn't have to think. All I had to do was get on there and Jamie told me what to do. Like that was it. I didn't have to worry about it. So that's what I love about the virtual classes. And like you don't, it's not just the bike. Like you have other options because not everybody enjoys the bike. You know, people enjoy the treadmill, people like the rower, same thing with the mirror. So there's a lot of options there. And, it's just so cool to see how fitness is evolving and it will continue to do so, and be a priority for people. So that health is definitely becoming, you know, this is a big part of people's lives now. It's, you know, staying active. And like you said, there's no excuses for it or there's nothing that's blocking you. Like there, everything's being taken away. So it's like, no, you just gotta, you know, whether you do it at your house or you go to a class, whatever, you know, you've got options. What is your favorite workout? Like of any workout, what's your favorite?
Oh, that's a hard one because that changes like every year. So people say, why are you doing this? Why are you, so I would say, obviously, I'm training for the 70.3 Ironman right now. A lot of people ask why I went that route. I was running so much and just the impact of running alone. I switched over to triathlons because it sounds weird, but it's more work, but it's using different muscles. The swimming really got me out of my comfort zone. Of course, the cycling indoors has always been one of my favorite things. But then learning to cycle outside and the fear of getting hit and everything. So I'm constantly wanting to really get myself out of my comfort zone when it comes to fitness. But I would say still to this day, my favorite workout is a really just a high intensity interval training, like a boot camp. You're doing some weights in there, you're doing some, you know, cardio. That's just honestly one of my favorites is doing a little bit of everything. Again, you don't have to think, the instructor's telling you exactly what to do. And then you feel like you run a marathon afterwards. And so I would say just a all around HIIT training. Number two would be cycling indoors. I just really, really have always enjoyed that. When I was at UTC, I was a cycle instructor trainer. So I was training the instructors to be cycling instructors. And I really enjoyed that. Teaching, I think that's, you asked me, you know, about being a professor, teaching others to, you know, teach even more others has always just been something I love because I know I'm touching so many people in that way that every person they personal train or encourage or motivate or listens to this podcast, you know, maybe one thing can encourage them to begin just a small, you know, maybe a walking program, anything like that. So being able to touch as many people as possible through others has always been a huge passion of mine.
I love that. You and I relate so much on that fact because fitness community and fitness instructors, a lot of times there can be in the fitness world, like if you're an instructor, trainer, you're in that world, it can be competitive. And there can be that place where people are so, because they live in a scarcity mindset, where like, oh, you're going to take that away, you know, from me or that person, you know what I'm saying? Or those clients. And so I'm like you, I just like to work with, like, I'm a big believer in sharing. So I love to share. And so for me, it's not necessarily working with somebody one-on-one, but I love working with people that have their own groups that they work with. Like I'm the same way. Like there's just something about that's I'm more passionate about than I ever realized until recently. So it's interesting that you're in that same mindset. But again, coming from being a teacher and professor, I mean, that's just kind of a natural fit and then all that you manage. So I think that's really awesome. The next thing I want to ask you is, do you have like, is there something for you every day? Is it, you know, is there a quote? Is there a song? Is there a podcast? Is there something that inspires you that's just kind of your go-to for inspiration?
Well, I love music. Music, I think that comes from group fitness and, you know, fitness in general. Music is extremely important and it really pushes me. There's not really any certain songs. I love all sorts of music, but one thing that hit me pretty hard was in an Ironman, you cannot use music. So I had to begin training without music. And I honestly just started kind of just really thinking about things. And there are certain songs that come to my head. You find yourself singing. I love Imagine Dragons. So, you know, I'm always doing that. And there's the song, Whatever It Takes. For some reason, that one just really kind of comes to my mind when I am doing a long ride or something. But honestly, a quote that I use, and I have to tell myself this as well, you know, it sounds a little cliche, but something is everything. When it comes to working out and busy, busy days, life happens, kids get sick, work gets crazy, you still, you know, if you're not, if you thought you were going to be able to do an hour workout, and instead you get only a 10-minute, you know, cycle in or something, you have to give yourself a little grace and say, a 20-minute is still amazing for me to do. So I think that's another way that fitness has changed. It used to be, if you're not working out for a whole hour, then it does not matter. You did not. And now just, you know, when I was doing my master's program, the whole part about, I don't know if you remember this, was you can do small workouts 2 to 3 times a day instead of one big one. And it's just as great for your heart. And I was like, this is mind blowing. You don't even have to do like a whole hour of running. You could do 3 10-minute. And so I think when that came out, people started saying, I can do that. I can do a 10-minute walk before work. And then I can do a 10-minute walk at lunch and a 10-minute after work. So something is everything. If your day gets just, you know, crazy, still try to give yourself that 15-20 minutes and you'll still hit the goals that you want because a little bit every day and keeping yourself on a schedule, it's so hard. It's so hard to jump back when you've gotten out of it. Just keep a little bit. And if you have an off week where you only get 10 minutes in, you know, 3 or 4 days, you're okay. So give yourself a little bit of grace and know that something is way better than nothing.
I totally love that. And I think that's something for all of us to keep, you know, to keep forefront of your mind, because I think there is a lot of times that you can beat yourself up because you didn't get in the quote unquote hour workout or 30 minutes of cardio, 25 minutes a HIIT or whatever it is you're doing. And so I think that's something we can all relate to. Because there are days that you're going to get HIIT where it doesn't roll the way you had planned. I didn't get everything on my to-do list, or like you said, crazy things happen. So yeah. I think that's the biggest thing with movement and grace is like that we all, you know, move when you can and give yourself grace when you need it. Just to kind of wrap this up, because this has been such good conversation and I feel like there's so much good, like good takeaways from what we've talked about today. But do you have anything on your heart that you would share with our listeners?
I would just say, on my heart, you know, I've seen a lot of different, you know, I've worked, like I said, with the cardiac rehab. I've seen, some life-changing events that then have sparked someone to begin working out. A lot of people say, you know, does your family do races? How did you get into this? It's actually the very opposite. You know, I grew up and no one was active in my family. And what we have is what I started realizing was stroke, heart attack hits really home with my dad, my grandmother, his mom died of a stroke. diabetes, obesity, so much of that. And I think that's really something, I didn't want to see that happen. You know, I had grandparents that died very early, and, I really wanted to kind of break that cycle. And I make sure that my kids understand, yes, I'm a little extreme. I know that. And my husband, I said, you know, we need to all work out, go on a walk together. I'm not saying anyone needs to do the Ironman with me, but just being active and making sure that you're talking to, that your friends and family know that that's important to you. They do know that. My husband is amazing. He really supports me in, hey, I've got to go do a 40-mile ride. I'll be back with y'all in about 3 or 4 hours. And having that support, making sure that the people that matter to you are supporting your crazy fitness goals, whatever they are. And then making sure that you're instilling that in your children too, or your family, that I want you to live longer. I want you to be around, and even doing a daily walk to that. You don't have to do the crazy stuff I might do, but find something that you love, because fitness is not just running or step aerobics or push-ups anymore. Fitness can be anything you want it to be. It can be bar, it can be walking, it can be boxing. So find something that you love, and don't do something you don't love. If you hate running, do not do it. Find something that you actually enjoy doing, and really make it a part of your life and your families as well, because we all want our families and our friends to be around longer than they could be if they aren't really leading that healthy life.
Well, I just appreciate this so much. And I'm the same way. My son, like, I started taking him to the gym with me when he was 10, and now he's 22, and he finds, like, he found jujitsu. He was in the climb, like, he had to find his own fit with it. And he still now does that. And then my husband also has found working out, as a way as to relieve stress. And so it's just, it's awesome. And we can lead by example. You know, it's up to us as, you know, women of our families and have kids, and, you know, sometimes don't even have to say it. It's just doing it. And then, you know, creating that, and establishing that. And it's amazing how much that will influence other people. But thank you so much for today. Like, I've learned, you know, this is the second time we've had conversation, and I'm like, oh my God, I learned something new every time. And I find more ways that I relate to you. So I really appreciate you taking time out today to be on the podcast, and I look forward to sharing it.
Great. Thank you so much. And, would love for you to come visit again, and would love if there's anything else you want to chat about in the future. Again, I'm always looking for, new things that get me out of my comfort zone. And this gets me a little bit out of my comfort zone, but talking about fitness and my journey, is something that I'm very passionate about. So I'm sure we could have more conversations in the future. And I really, really enjoyed it.
No, I have no doubts. And I think there'll be some opportunity for some other things. So be on the lookout, y'all.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about Sweatnet on sweatnet.com, or follow them on Instagram at Sweatnet and Sweatnet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at @itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Sweatnet Be Amazing podcast.